More news stories now, including how a ruthless cold call gang scammed elderly victims out of £3 million. And volunteers have created a sensory garden for children with special needs. But first, a County Lines drug dealer was caught on the A11 near Norwich after he attracted police attention.
Carlos Nunez, 25, was a passenger in a Citroën hire car, which was stopped near the Thick Thorn roundabout after it had been reported as stolen by the vehicle hire company in Norwich Crown Court heard. Police stopped the car, and when officers searched the vehicle, a bag containing 301 wraps of crack cocaine with a street value of £3,000 was found in the car, in which Nunez was a rear seat passenger. Nunez, from London, admitted possession of crack cocaine with intent to supply and was jailed for 40 months. The court heard that Nunez had only recently been released from a sentence for drug dealing when he committed this latest offence. And in another incident, Norfolk police stopped a BMW being driven by Kobe Simmons Cunningham, 21, at the Thick Thorn roundabout and found drugs, a lock knife and mobile phones inside. Norwich Crown Court heard that Class A drugs, namely cocaine and diamorphine, worth a total street value of £8,331, were found in the car. Cannabis, £200 in cash, and two mobile phones were also found, as well as a lock knife stashed behind the steering column. One of the phones contained texts showing the involvement with a dealer group in Great Yarmouth. Simmons Cunningham has 12 previous convictions for 26 offences, but this was his third conviction for possession with intent to supply Class A drugs, meaning he was subject to a mandatory minimum term of 7 years in custody.
It's one of Norwich Castle Museum's most popular features, nestled in its historic keep. For most museum visitors, dropping a coin into the 36-metre deep well, making a wish and listening out for that magical plop is a quintessential part of the trip. But just what happens to the coins once they've made their descent to the depths of the well? Around three or four times a year, the coins are collected and donated to the Friends of the Norwich Museums, a nearly 100-year-old independent charity which supports the city's three main museums. However, the journey of these coins is far more complex than one might imagine. Chris Sanham, chairman, said, "When the coins are collected, museum staff hoist it up using a pulley. At the very bottom of the well, there's a large grate with holes in it to allow the majority of the water to drain out. However, as you might expect, when the coins come out, they're rather slimy and smell most unpleasant. Once the coins have been collected, they're hand-washed under taps by volunteers who then count them and organise them into bags to be taken to the bank." Mr. Sanham continued, "The last time we did a collection, which was around the beginning of April, there was £509. He added that most of the coins themselves will go back into circulation. However, others end up in such a bad state of repair, they're sent back to the Royal Mint, melted down and recycled into new currency. The money is pooled with the other amounts gathered at the other collection boxes across the museum and declared in the charity's accounts. In 2018, £4,179 was collected between the well and the boxes, while in 2017, £4,751 was collected."
You can see children playing, people jogging, and even birds soaring over rooftops. This is the future of buying a house off plan. The realistic video takes you through the streets of a new development full of life, and yet the home's only just got planning permission. A firm of Norwich architects has created a detailed video using CGI software that offers an intricate look at the Big Sky Development's housing scheme at St Giles Park, Cringleford, which was only given the thumbs up days ago. The video takes the idea of CGI image a step further by using 3D modelling of the actual planned houses so viewers can explore the future. Then additional environment details such as birds flying overhead and children in playgrounds, parents pushing a pram and joggers, as well as cars and green spaces, are added to create the desired effect of what this community will look like when it is finished. It took about 2 weeks for the architects at Ingleton Wood, based on the Norwich Business Park, to create, but apparently videos like these are in demand from clients. Chris Stammers, director at Ingleton Wood, said, "Creating a video from CGI software is a useful communication tool for helping people get a convincing flavour of the nature of buildings and spaces proposed, particularly useful on large-scale schemes like St Giles Park. Videos are presented at planning committees as illustrative supporting material to help members and the public understand proposals in a way which is difficult to communicate with 2D drawings."
A recipe for confusion. That is how a rail transport group has greeted news that passengers using new trains between Norwich and London will not be able to reserve seats for up to 6 months. Greater Anglia's new intercity trains operating between Norwich, Ipswich, Colchester and London are expected to come into service in the summer, but rail bosses have warned that people will not be able to reserve seats for a few weeks at least. This is because there will be a period of time when both old and new trains will be running, but with different seating reservation systems. Tickets such as Greater Anglia's cheaper advance fares can still be purchased and a specific train time selected. But as the seating configuration inside the carriages on the new trains and the lettering on the outside is going to be different to the current trains, the seat reservations will be suspended until all the old carriages have been removed from service and all the new trains are running. Andrew Goodrum, Greater Anglia's Business Readiness Director, said, "The new trains coming into service, it's really exciting, but we wanted to avoid any mix-ups with reservations while the two fleets were swapped over." He added, "The new trains are much longer than our existing fleet, so getting a seat during the transition won't be a problem. Seat reservations can still be booked from now up until Friday, July the 12th.
A 10-year-old girl has inspired hope in her community after designing and creating a sensory garden for children with special needs. Lily Beeman from West Earlham, Norwich, wanted to create the garden for her 5-year-old brother, Frank, who's diagnosed with autism associated with a genetic disorder. She said her brother loved spending time outdoors and so came up with the idea for a sensory garden full of flowers and herbs at Waterloo Park. She is one of the main forces behind the non-profit organisation Dulcet Jean, which provides nature-focused workshops at the park for children with special needs. Lily said, "I'm very proud of my little brother Frank. He has many difficulties. He is different, but in a nice way. He loves watching the bugs and the worms and smelling the plants and touching everything. I wanted to make a garden for him and other children to touch everything so they don't worry about breaking stuff or stepping on flowers. I want children to plant and take care of the planet and be friends." Once they were given the go-ahead by the council in October 2017, Lily and a team of young volunteers began digging out the weeds at the park and brightened up the plot of land with roses, lavender and spring flowers and various herbs in 16 flower beds. Lily said, "I want other children to keep coming to the garden and maybe build a bugs hotel and a library to swap books. I hope the garden stays there for 100 years because I want to see how it looks when I am grown up. I hope people like the garden and when it rains they can smell the lavender and smile." Now to our first feature, which is written by Rowan Mantell, a Norwich woman who brought her newborn son safely through a frenzy of slaughter 25 years ago can now retell her story and trace this journey to screen stardom. The reader is Sarah Lusher.